we actually are dealing with the some of the derivative discussions from the sugya on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis and Brachos. The Gemara says, the end of the Gemara says, when the Gemara had a whole discussion about whether or not a Yochid could say Kedusha or not. So the Gemara said, however, and therefore should you wait to say Shmona Esrei until the Chazan finishes? So the Gemara says, that's a whole discussion about whether or not you could do it after your private Shmona Esrei. You could say Kedusha. The Chuli Alma Mias Mystic Lo Pasuk. But you certainly couldn't stop in the middle of your private Shmona Esrei and say Kedusha. Whether you can stop in the middle of your private Shmona Esrei and listen to Kedusha, that was the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, right? Rashi and Ben Tam. But the discussion of it, but the Gemara is saying, when Gemara says Lahafsik, doesn't mean, you might think it means just to pause and listen. It doesn't mean that. It means Lahafsik means to interrupt and say Kedusha. You certainly can't say that. That's what Gemara says. Everybody agrees that you can't stop in the middle of your Shmona Esrei and say Kedusha, okay? So the Gemara wants to say, okay, you can't stop to say Kedusha. Mahu Iboyelahu Mahu Lahafsik Lihei Shmo HaGodol Mevorach. Can you be Mavzik for Kaddish? Okay, interesting, the Gemara always quotes the Hebrew version of Kaddish rather than the way we say it in Aramaic. So can you be Mavzik for Kaddish? Because apparently, I guess Kaddish is somehow more of a reason you'd think it'd be Mavzik than Kodesh. Ki Asar, it probably has to do, if you know the Gemara's that talk about the significance of Yehei Shmo HaGodol, how what a tremendous teal it is. From here, they just see some HaKadosh is even on a higher level than Kedusha. Kiyat Ravimi Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon Talmidei de Rav Yochanan Amrei, L'chol Eim Afsikin, Chutz Mi Heishmo HaGodol Mevorach. Shafilu Osek B'Masa Merkava Posek. That they hold that what? You can't be Mafsikin if you're in the middle of Yishmon Esrei for anything
except
for Kaddish. You can answer Kaddish. And Kaddish, you're matzik no matter what you're doing, even if you're osik matzik merkava, whatever that means. Okay, so that is the shita of those amaroyim. The Gemara says the less hilchos kavosei, we don't paskin like them. What does it mean? We don't paskin like them. We don't paskin that you can be matzik even for Kaddish. So it's clear. The Maskon of the Gemara seems to be that you have not Mafsik in the middle of Shmona Esrei for anything, including Kaddish. Okay? That's our Gemara. Now, if you look in the first Rambam that we looked at in terms of the Tzak, so the Rambam says that I have two of the same over here. Somebody maybe can give me the other one. Thank you. The Rambam says the whole halacha of a nichnas leveis hakneses, right? I'll read it quickly inside. Those who want to see it, inside the second line, a nichnas leveis hakneses umotzit tibur mispalim belachas shemiyachal hatzil ligmo atzli giyash liyach tibur lekodesh mispalim mlav yamtach yaskul shliyach tibur lespa. I'm sorry. Okay. Yamtin yispalim mlav vimlav. We'll see what it says in lav. So what do you see according to the Rambam? Who does he passing like? Anybody know? He passing not like Rav Huna, right? He says that you have to finish before Kedusha, because obviously you can't say Kedusha by yourself. What about modim? He doesn't mention modim at all. Why doesn't he mention modim? That's a whole discussion of why he doesn't mention modim. What?
If you reach Kedusha, then...
Well, so that's not necessarily true, because there are cases where, for instance, if you said Kedusha already, or whatever, he doesn't mention modim for some reason. That's the poskim, the Nosek Kalim talk about that. And what happens in Malav if you can't finish? So you yamtin actually asks you to tibul spal b'kol rom, you spalim on belachas mila b'mila. So this is the we saw it brought down by the Rif, the sheet of the Gonim, that there's another eitzah that's not mentioned in the Gemara, right? The Gemara doesn't say this. It's the Gemara is mashmi just wait and you answer kedusha and then you daven by yourselves privately. So the Gonim didn't hold that way. The Gonim held that what you do is you wait until the chazan starts his chazor sashat, and then you say it with him mila b'mila, up until kedusha, and then on kedusha im hatzibur, umespal shat shilo atzma. That's interesting. The Rambam's take on this onim. The interesting part of it is, first of all, he says he does. It's mashed from the Rambam that you only say the parts the tzibur says of the kedusha. You don't say the parts the chazan says, which the others say specifically not that way. And you also mashma that you only have to say with the chazan up until kedusha. Once you finish saying kedusha, you're on your own, which is also not what the Gaonim say. That you say basically the most of the Gaonim say, many of the Gaonim, the versions of the Gaonim is you say the entire Shmona Esrei together with the chazan. The Rambam is not mashma that way. Anyway, none of it is the part that I wanted you to see. Hiskel is filed kodem shleichti, but unless for some reason you didn't do that and you are in the middle of Shmona Esrei. And the Giyash Shliach Tzibur Kedusha, and the Shliach Tzibur gets up, they shouldn't have done this, but if that happened for some reason,
you done slowly.
Lo Yafsik, right? Lo Yafsik. Well, it didn't happen that way. You were in the middle of Shemona Esrei. You were up to Refoeinu, and you thought you were going to be able to finish, but Refoeinu took a lot longer than you thought.
Right.
And therefore, now the Chazan's up to Kedusha, so what should you do? Lo Yafsik, meaning Lo Yafsik v'lo Yana. So some of you pointed out that it's mashed from the Rambam. There's the two separate things that not like Rashi. That not only can't you answer kedusha, but you can't even stop to listen to kedusha. Some want to make that diuk in the Rambam. Maybe I'm not sure if that's it's not clear cut. Well, yasik loyana means you shouldn't be masik to be owner. Doesn't necessarily mean you shouldn't be masik to listen. But that some do want to make that diuk in the Rambam. V'chein l'yana amin yehei shmei rabba mevorach v'hu b'emtza hatfila. Okay, you also can't answer yehei shmei rabba mevorach. He passes like our Gemara, right? Less hilchos hakavose, not like the shita that was brought down previously. The ein tzarech lomar b'shar brachos. He certainly can't do it in other brachos. So the question is, what is he talking about? What does it mean you can't do it in the other brachos? The problem is, if you can't do it in the if you can't answer, does it mean you can't answer? If you can't answer Shmei Rabba, so it means then you can't answer for other brachos too? Anyway, I'm sorry, I didn't explain what the question is. But this is a very enigmatic phrase. Ein tzarech lomar b'shar brachos. So the Lecha Mishnah is not the first thing I told you to see, but it's the easiest way, pshat lom pshat in the Rambam. The Lecha Mishnah changes the Rambam. That it's not ein tzarech lomar b'shar brachos, but it's ein tzarech lomar l'shar brachos. What it means is that if you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, not only, first of all, you can't answer Dusha, you certainly can't answer anything else, like any other Amen or whatever it is, okay, that you hear. So sure, all right? But that actually involves changing, well, not changing it, but understanding the word Bishar as meaning the equivalent to Lishar, okay?
To the other.
You certainly can't answer two other brachas. Okay. So all the other, and the Ramach is the one that says he doesn't understand this, Rabbah. What's he talking about? What kind of brach is he talking about?
Because he's understanding it too.
Because they're all understanding in. All understanding it in.
So
in other words, it says you can't be answer. You can't answer if you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and certainly if you're in the middle of other brachos. What other brachos are in the middle of that you can't answer? Why can't you answer? Why can't you say Yehi Shmei Rabbah? If you're in the middle of a bracha, if you're in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, for instance, why can't you answer Yehi Shmei Rabbah? What's wrong with this? Answering Yehi Shmei Rabbah in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema. It's because Bishar Brachas, you're in the middle of another bracha, you certainly can't answer Yehi Shmei Rabbah. Why not? So, the Kesef Mishnah has two terutzim. That what does it mean? It says, "V'hu be'emtza hatfila." The din that you can't be. I mean, it's talking about you're in the middle of the Shemona Esrei. What does the middle of the Shemona Esrei mean? The brachos of emsoyos, the brachos of bakosha. So, if you're in the middle of the brachos of bakosha, you can't answer Yehi Shmei Rabbah. The ein tzarech lomar b'shar brachos. Certainly, if you're in the middle of the first three brachos,
right,
or the last three brachos, then you certainly can't answer Yehi Shmei Rabbah. Even if you're between the two brachos,
right,
it seems from the Kesef Mishnah, by the way, that if you're in the middle of any bracha, you can't answer Yehi Shmei Rabbah. Right. Any bracha Shmona Esrei, at least. But you might think that if you're in the middle of the middle brachos,
between them.
Between, right. Between, in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, between the brachos, that you could answer Yehi Shmei Rabbah. So that's the chiddush, you can't do that. Vein Tzorech Lomar B'Shaar Brachos. Certainly, if we're talking about you're between the brachos, the first three or the last three, you certainly can't, because that's not considered between, it's considered within. Okay?
Aaron asked where the
Kabbalah
is there, and I wasn't.
The base, the Ketamish says, Achas Chashivi. That's what it, because it's all considered. And there's the halacha, it's weird, because if you make a mistake, you go to the beginning, you go all the way back to the beginning. You don't go to the middle. The old Yesh Lefarish, Shechem de Emta Tila, Afilo Bein Brachel Brachem, says Lo Yapsik. Kol Shechem Lo Yapsik, Be Emta Shum Brachem, Mishah Brachem, and Birksan, and Never Birksan, Mitzvah. That what? That basically the idea is, by Shmoneh Esrei, you can't answer Yehi Shmei Rabbah between brachos. The Ein Tzorech Lomar B'Shaar Brachos means if you're within and B'Shaar Brachos, the B is very important. If you're in any other bracha, meaning in the middle of any other bracha, you can't answer Yehi Shmei Rabbah.
Yeah, right?
If you're in Shmoneh Esrei, even if you're between brachos, you can't answer.
I mean, I said Baruch
Atah
already. I started the word Baruch Atah. Is that shot in with you in the middle?
No, then you could just stop. Yeah, so I guess you're not in the middle. Which Baruch are you in? Shahakol?
I'm not going to
remain in anything. Baruch Atah, Shem, Al-Kinam, El-Kham, Asher, Yatzer.
Right in the middle of that, I'm not going to stop.
No, you can't answer Yehi Shmei Rabbah. I'm not talking about Halakha, but according to the Ketzer Mishnah, according to Havamina, you'd think that maybe you could.
Okay.
You'd never think you could do that because in the middle of the bracha. How could you stop in the middle of the bracha? You could never think that.
But that just doesn't mean it's halacha.
I'm not saying what the halacha is. The halacha is you look at the Yeshua Rabbi. What?
The subject of the who we're talking about. He says it's the person who's making the bracha.
Who says?
The Kesef Mishnah learns the Shah bracha is the one who's making the bracha cannot interrupt. Everyone else learns Shah bracha.
No, not everyone else.
The subject that the one who says a bracha you cannot answer to.
That's the Lecha Mishnah. That's the Lecha Mishnah. The Lecha Mishnah says it's right. You can't answer two. Right. You can't answer two someone else's bracha, and it says you can't if you're in the midst of your own bracha. Right. That's right.
Agree that the first three, the last three brachas are really one inyan.
It's considered chashivi ka'achas for certain halachos. Whether it is chashivi ka'achas, how far that principle extends. That's a discussion.
Because it's obvious it's three different brachos.
I understand that, but there are the Gemara says that for certain things, let's say you make a mistake in the, I'm not sure if this is the case of the Gemara, but let's say you make a mistake in the bracha of a Kehilat Kadosh and you have to repeat it.
Right.
So you don't go back to the beginning of a Kehilat Kadosh, somehow you have to go back to the beginning. They're considered achas in that respect. That if you go back, you have to, like, same thing. You have to go back to the same. Because the last three brachos are considered one bracha. So even though you made a mistake only in Siv Shalom, you have to go back all the way to. So it's considered bracha achas as far as that. How far to extend that? Well, that's a discussion. The Ketzer Mishnah says we extend it to this bit, however, that it's considered if you're in the middle of the bracha, even though you're between brachas, so you certainly wouldn't answer. It's just theoretical anyway. It's only an Ein Tzorech Lomar. It's not any worse than being in between the middle bracha, so that halacha is not going to change anyway. Okay, that's all that we learned. Lecha Mishnah, Rabbi Menachem is the same as one of the Ketzer Mishnah's Pshatim. And the yes, well, the Ramach was the first one. Ramach is the one who asked the kasha. That's how I wanted you to do it. But if you didn't do it that way, it's okay. The next topic was, I thought, a very interesting topic, and that is, it's somewhat odd that by Kriya Shema, here our Gemara talks about being mafkid for Yehi Shmei Rabbah and for other and kedusha, and says you can't be mafsik for either in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. It talks about whether you're mafsik or not. The Mishnayos in the second parak talk about whether you can be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema for Mitzvah Yirah Mitzvah Kavod.
Right.
It doesn't talk about, well, what about Yehi Shmei Rabbah, what about Kedush? It doesn't talk about that.
Right.
It's like different subjects for the different areas. So some Rishonim say, the Rush brings down, That there's a reason for it. Because by Kriya Shema, you're not going to be mafsik for any of these things. I, Shmona Esrei, is more chomor, because in general we have a din that we paskin that by Kriya Shema you can be at least meshiv and even shol mipnei hayira. But whereas by Shmona Esrei we say you can't do anything mipnei hayira. Even you're still coming out in the middle. So you see that the dinim of hefsek seem to be more stringent by Shmona Esrei than by Kriya Shema, and you see that there's even one among the Amma who holds that by Shmona Esrei you can be Mafsik V'Hei Shmei Rab for Kaddish, right? The among the Amma that we say Le'Esel Chaz Rav Azai, there is such an opinion. So some Rishonim must say that by Shmona Esrei that has a strict requirement, but by Kriya Shema that's not so strict because you show you Meshuv and Shoal Mitnei Ayira. So you certainly should be Shoal Meshuv for Yeheshmei Rabbah for all kinds of Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and Kedusha. You should be, right? That's what some Rishonim say. All right? That basically the rules are the same. It's just a question of which is more restrictive and which is less restrictive. In general, Shmona Esrei seems to be more restrictive. And so whatever, even though you can't do really anything by Shmona Esrei, but since there was a Habamina that you could do something, so that is true by Kriya Shema that you can do that. You can answer Kaddish. For some reason, it's brought down because Erish, answer Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. And that's what Ricky Vega talks about, where do they get the Kedusha, Baruch Hu from. But Kaddish is the basic
right. What about
And Omeins, actually, they say that you could answer too. The raya they bring seems to be, the reason why I brought this machlokas down is because the question is whether or not you can compare the Kriya Shema to our Gemara. So some Rishonim say you can compare Kriya Shema to our Gemara, and since it's a Havamina that you can answer Kedusha by Shmona Esrei, so therefore by Kriya Shema, which seems to have a less... there's a mandiyama that you can answer. One mandiyama says you can answer Kaddish by Shmona Esrei. So Kriya Shema, which seems to have a less strict definition of what's considered a hesed, you could answer Kaddish by Kriya Shema. Other Rishonim, including the Maharami Rutenberg and many others, say no. These two sugyas, you can't compare one to the other. There's never a discussion by Kriya Shema of being mafsik via Heshma Gadol because you cannot be mafsik from any tefillah in the middle of Kriya Shema. Why? I Heshma Shmo Hagadol Mevorach and the Kedusha. Why shouldn't he be able to mafsik? So he says they say because specifically the Mishnah doesn't discuss those cases because by Kriya Shema there's a couple of different factors you have to weigh whenever you investigate, can you be mastic? First of all, you have to say, well, is the impetus to make me answer stronger than what I'm involved in? Is it considered a hefsek in what I'm involved in? The other factor you have to do is the fact that you're already involved in Kriya Shema apparently makes it less of a reason to answer Shmei Rabba Mavorach. Because since, as I said, the Lashon of the Rush is... What's the Lashon over here? Yes, that's the Lashon. Let me just find it. Okay, where is it? The first word. All right. It's true that the didim of hafsek maybe are less strict by Kriya Shema than they are by the Shmona Esrei, but by Kriya Shema you're osek b'shvach shemakom. Whereas apparently you're not by Shmona Esrei, which at least in the middle brachos, so they don't make that distinction, but that's what it seems to be. So since you're already also b'shvach shel makom, then what? Then you'd have no need to be Hashem Rabbah. You're saying for Haftos Hashem Elokecha. So that is You're saying one shevach, you don't have to master for another shevach, even if it's a fabulous shevach.
The Rush doesn't agree with this.
The Rush doesn't agree with this, right? This is the machlokes between the Rush and
Not everybody. Not everybody, but his own Rebbe.
Rebbeinu Yonah, the Rekiv Egei has looked at is because if you look in Shulchan Aruch, you'll see that they say that by Kriya Shema not only can be Masik like Kaddish, it also says you can be Masik Le Baruchu, and it says you can be Masik for Kedusha. And and it's all based on this Rebbeinu Yonah, who seems to get it from our sugi that we learned on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. So the question is, where does he get Kedusha and Baruch Hu from? Kaddish he gets from the fact that there's an opinion who holds that you can master the Kashmon Esser for Kaddish. But Kedusha, there's no Mandiyam who holds you can master Kashmon Esser for Kedusha. There's one Mandiyam who holds that you can say Kedusha as a Yachid. But nobody says in the middle of your Shmon Esser you can answer Kedusha. And Baruch Hu, if you look carefully in the Rebbeinu Yonah, so Rekiv Egei points out that the reason why the Rebbeinu Yonah says you can say Baruch Hu is because you don't say Baruch Hashem HaMavorach Le'om Va'ed, you only say Baruch Hashem HaMavorach. And since it's less than Tokh Deidibur, it's not considered a Hebrew.
Oh, wow.
All right? So what I want you to see is that the whole discussion of Hefzik by Kriyashma is sort of based on our sugi over here, even though our sugi is not talking about Kriya Shema. And Rekiv Egei ends up at a Tzorachin. He doesn't understand where it's actually possible this way in the Mechaber. The Mechaber possible this way, and the Ketz Mishnah says this, Daki Moshe, the Beis Yosef says this, that you can be Matzik by Kriya Shema for Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu.
Oh, Bamsa.
Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu in Kriya Shema.
In the middle of Prakim, Ben Prakim.
Well, not being a prokim, not being a prokim. It has to be. It probably couldn't be in the middle of a pasuk, but not being a prokim. No, even
Bamsa. The other ones are in the middle of a pasuk.
Because Bamsa Perik is still a shol meishiv v'nei yira, so that's what it's learned from.
Where's the shol meishiv? That's Rabir.
Well,
any word you're going to be on in the middle of a pasuk, if you're not
a prophet,
right? Well, Modecha, that's the end of the pasuk.
Oh, so then you've got to be Mechavan. Oh, that's the end of the pasuk. Good, now I can say,
you don't have to Mechavan anything. If you hear, if assuming we pass them like this, which I'm not telling you how we pass them, but assuming we pass them that you answer Kaddish in the middle of Kriya Shema, which is a Machlokas Rishonim, right? Then you would answer if you hear the Kaddish between Psukim, even in the middle of a parish.
Kaddish, by the way, only means Yehei Shmei Rabba and the last.
I'm not even sure if it means the Amen, actually.
The
right?
That's Amen, I think it does.
This is a very complex halachic lemaisa discussion. I'm not getting into that thicket at all.
I think most people would know Shema. I'd be surprised.
What?
I'd be surprised if you went in the shul and you saw 100 people hearing a bracha, then any of them says anything in doing Shema. That people don't answer. Have you ever seen
Sandra
in the middle of Shema?
I'm busy saying
even the guys don't come around collecting in the middle of Shema.
They don't?
Not here.
Okay, gentlemen, we'll stop over
not
here.
Not here, but only because.
Yeah, you didn't